Wake up and smell the coffee, Mrs. Bueller.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Wake up, wake up.
How should I play this? Am I waking up? Am I hungry? Do I have to go number one, number two?
TMI, too much information.
And now, folks, I am waking up the world.
Wake up and smell the future.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Breaking news, ladies and gentlemen, breaking news. We've got Johnny O here, the pride of the Ohio Midland News Group, morning talk show, not talk show host, but morning host. What's the name of your show, by the way? Just Johnny O
in the morning.
Johnny O in the morning, exactly. Kill the squirrels!
It's simple as that. Very simple.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, breaking news. Normally, I don't like to have Johnny in here for all the obvious reasons.
Yeah.
But there was a major award that this guy earned, and I thought, you know, even though it's going to pain me no end to have him come in here and drag down my show to his, hey, top 40 radio, hey, here, you know, this is actually a very big deal, and this guy is... I know it's hard to believe. He actually does not toot his own horn. So every once in a while, I've got to let people know just how good a guy he is. That's why you're here, Johnny.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
So tell me about this plaque here that's you have in your studio, except it's facing me.
So I look at this thing every day.
What is this?
You know, I just won I won several awards the last couple of months. Disc Jockey of the Ohio Valley, and thank you for that. Yes, Reader's Choice.
You beat those voice trackers every year.
I'm telling you,
beat them like a redded mule.
See what live does. Boy, I love your view here of the sunrise. I wish I had this studio right here. I might switch and put you over there.
My guests love it when they're blinded. Their retinas are burned because of that. Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Deep Pockets.
There you go.
Anyway, tell me about this award. All kidding aside, this is a big deal. And you can see Johnny O on their Facebook live stream right now. So let's going to start with that. Then we'll talk about this pork bill that's going on in Congress and rhinos and everything else.
Okay.
So tell me about this award that you earned.
Well, every year since 1994, we've been doing a Kawamp FM Christmas Kids. Local kids here in the Valley get sponsored for the holidays. We started out with Jack Liphart back in the day, the House of the Carpenter, and Gary Beal, and all the way up through there. The last 30 years, we've been doing this. And this year, we did over 400 kids in a matter of a couple of weeks.
What does sponsored mean, by the way?
People call in and they go out and buy toys and gifts for kids.
Really? 400?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes. We want to thank all the listeners and the people around the Ohio Valley here. So the House of the Carpenter awarded me with the St. Nicholas Award.
Saint.
Yeah. You got to cut the first part off.
Yeah, I was going to say. Come on, they don't know you too well. Now, is this a record? Is this the most they've ever had?
Yeah, well, it's a record for the time we had allotted for the Christmas Kids to be sponsored, you know, because they did it early this week. They wanted to get everybody done. Mm-hmm. So then we could pick up the slack at the end if a lot of the kids didn't get sponsored or whatever happened. So, and we're always looking for something, you know, toiletries. We're always looking for socks, shoes, underwear, t-shirts, stuff like that.
I look for that too.
I know, but what House Carpenter looks it for kids. I mean, really? It's for the kids, yes.
Their parents don't give them this stuff?
No. Parents have a, you know, they're on a fixed income or they, you know, out of a job, they're looking for a job, you know, divorced parents, single parents. It's tough sometimes to make ends meet.
Goodness, great. Well, this is a wonderful award here, John.
Yeah,
that's a great thing.
Thanks, Mike and Heather over at the House of Carpenter. I was shocked the other day they brought it over to me and awarded me with it.
That's beautiful. It really is. And you want to give a shout out to all the other people at the House of Carpenter
the people that work behind the scenes, the people that wrap the gifts, people that distribute the gifts, the drivers that came and picked the stuff up, and all my listeners out there, and everybody from the River Network that helped out with it, and everybody behind the scenes. There's a lot of people behind the scenes that don't get credit.
No question. And where exactly is the House of Carpenter?
21 South Front Street, right there next to the Suspension Bridge.
Wheeling Island.
Yes, okay, correct.
And if people want to contribute, is it too late now to contribute?
No, you can always drop stuff off. They're accepting socks, shoes, underwear, t-shirts, stuff like that for kids, pajamas. So if you're out and about, you see stuff. Yeah, if you see things on sale or something, you say, wow, it's on sale for like, Kathy's always buying shirts for like a dollar. She'll see them at Walmart. Everything will be clearanced and marked down.
Yeah.
She'll buy them no matter what. And we take them over there and drop them off. And, you know.
That's great.
Yeah.
So. Wow. How do I get one of these plaques? I'd like to have one of them in here.
Do something nice.
Oh, wait a minute. No. Let's not go crazy here. I don't want to hold you up because you're okay with time.
Yes,
okay.
I'm good. Yes.
Terrific. Anything else? Do you ever meet any of these kids? Do you get to see them?
Yes, I had a gentleman call me who sponsored a Christmas kid, and he was 5 years old back in the 90s, and he said that I was a Christmas kid. And my dad was out of work. He was a coal miner back then when the coal mines were on strike or whatever they were doing. And he said, we got laid off and House of Carpenter helped us and brought us Christmas toys for the holidays. And he says, I feel it's, you know, to give back.
Oh.
He said, you guys helped me. He said, it was 30 years ago.
Oh,
he was 5 years old.
I would have him on as a guest. I swear to God, that'd be a great story.
It was. He just called me up. He said, I want to remain anonymous. He said, but you guys, you know, he said, they brought me candy. They brought me toys. And he says, we were so grateful for that.
My goodness gracious. Jeez. That's absolutely
just
absolutely
touching people's heart. You know, it's all about the time of the season, by giving back.
Do you ever see the kids getting the gifts?
I know they do a delivery, and then they started this a couple of years ago. They started having the parents come in and wrap the gifts.
Oh,
you know, and we get paid people to donate paper and tape. And David Michaelis over there, Michaelis Meats.
Great
meats. Dave brings over.
Is he an advertiser?
Yes, he's a big advertiser.
Great meats. Wonderful meats. Fantastic meats.
Meats.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So, but Dave brings over tape and wrapping paper and stuff like that. And it makes it all, you know, it just brings everybody together. Because people don't feel like they want to participate. The parents do. Get them in there and help wrap the stuff, even though they can't afford a lot of it, you know. And the teenagers are the ones that get shortchanged, I think, a lot.
Why?
Because people, a lot of folks, when they call, and I'm not trying to be, you know, negative or anything, but they say we'd rather have the younger kids.
Yeah,
I know Christmas is about any age. You know, it's just not about small kids. Teenagers need it. So what I started doing is asking people to donate gift cards to like McDonald's or Domino's or the mall cinemas, you know, the cinemas up at the Highlands, you know, the stores. So the kids don't want toys. They would rather have stuff to go out with their friends with or, you know.
Sure. Yeah. I'm not sure about the House of the Carpenter, but I do know two women who what they do is they find the different kids, then they look for a kid to buy something for.
Right.
But they look for a kid who is a teenager who is very, very overweight, who doesn't look lovable, who looks like no one's going to. They look for that kid and buy something very nice for that kid. I mean, these women, their hearts are.
That's awesome. Yeah, their hearts are in the right place.
Yeah, I'd never do that. But
But we know that.
But these two women, and the only reason I'm not going to say their names is because they'd be embarrassed.
Right.
But I know for a fact these two women do that. And I thought, my God, these are just angels.
Yeah.
I mean, they really are. So we're almost out of time, and I know you've got to get back to your award-winning number one show. I know it's number one because you keep talking about it every freaking
Okay, thank
morning.
You. I appreciate that.
If people would like more information regarding the House of the Carpenter, donating, or anything anything else, what do they do?
They can go to the House of the Carpenter website on the World Wide Web, and they can either call the House of the Carpenter on Wheeling Island, talk to Heather or Mike. He's the director over there, and super people. And a big shout out to the Ohio Valley Street Survivors, too, because they do the Christmas kids toys at the beginning of the year. They kick off the drive with me.
What is that?
The car club. The Ohio Valley Street Survivors. They collect all year long,
really?
And they take donations for money, and then they go out and buy a bunch of toys, and they bring them over. We posted, if you look at our Facebook page every once in a while, you'll see the pictures.
You know, you don't have to be snotty first thing in the morning. I'm bringing you in here. I'm breaking format
It is. Ohio Valley Street Survivors, big shout out to those guys. They go above and beyond.
Fantastic. Anything, I don't know what I don't know. Is there anything else I should have asked you regarding this wonderful, not only award, but also this wonderful program? Anything else at all?
No, it's just, you know, it's a year-round thing. They're helping kids out year-round. They do a bunch of summertime activities for kids for the camps and stuff like that. House of Carpenter does a lot.
Really?
It's just not, people think it's just canned goods and giving food items.
Yeah.
They do all kinds of stuff for kids.
Really?
And youth groups, yes.
Like what?
They take them on trips. They take them places, you know, and people are, you know, on fixed income. They can't go to places.
Right.
The House of Carpenters sets aside this and does this, and they bring them in. They have story time there. They do this. They do that. You know, they do a lot of you. They have a basketball court there for them to come and do after school. They feed the kids during the school, after school, when there's, you know, no school lunch. During the summertime, kids can come there and get a lunch. And
wow. That's fantastic.
Yes.
Johnny O, thank you so much.
Thank you,
Dimitri. I appreciate it greatly. All kidding aside, you actually don't toot your own horn, and every once in a while when I see and I hear, oh, he did something good.
I don't, you know, I do it just because.
That's your big downfall, my friend. That's your big downfall. Okay. You need to start paying attention to how I do it, you know?
Okay, well, I need good from you because I do a lot for you, and I don't get any.
and you never will.
Thank you,
all
sir.
All right. Johnny O, ladies and gentlemen, one of the really, really good guys. Thank you. Really, okay. Thank you, Johnny. Now we can really talk about him. Here's what I really think about him. No, he's a... This guy's a saint. He really is. Congratulations, Johnny O. Congratulations, House of the Carpenter. And congratulations to all of our listeners and all these great stations, part of the Ohio Midland News Group and Michaelis Meats. You're sure they're advertisers, right? Yeah? Michaelis Meats. Absolutely, Michaelis Meats. The finest meats that Michaelis, whatever. In any event, Johnny O, and thank you all for helping all of these kids. 400. Jeez, my word. Thank you. Thank you so very much. All right, we're going to take a short break here in a bit. Lots and lots of stuff to get to this morning. By the way, share this if you would everywhere, not for my benefit, but for Johnny O's, because, again, he actually does not toot his own horn. And when he does something this big and gets this magnificent award from the House of the Carpenter, I think it would be nice to tell the whole valley about it. So if you wouldn't mind on the Facebook live stream, if you could share this or different websites too, throughout social media to highlight Johnny O in this first segment, that would be fantastic. And maybe encourage other people to start donating to the House of Carpenter, bring different gifts and all that the kids need. Win-win, I would say. Win-win. Alrighty, let's see here. Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. And you can also hear my show as a podcast broken up into six different segments on rivernews.org. That's rivernews.org. Lots of great stories there as well for you. So all of that and so much more. Stephen Novotny, 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here, River Talk Radio Network, which includes 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. And download the River Network app and click River Talk. So much to get to this morning. West Virginia's wrinkled rhino doing everything that she can behind the scenes to undermine Donald Trump. Her useless nephew, who she is installing as your next congressman here in the Northern Panhandle, nothing, has said absolutely nothing that I'm aware of anyway, regarding the latest scam in Congress with the Republicans, the establishment that controls Congress. They're putting together a 1,500-page pork bill and trying to undermine virtually everything that Donald Trump and Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy are trying to do to lessen the size of government. When I tell you that these rhinos are the biggest problem we have, believe me, here's the latest example of that.